I'm Richard St. George. I'm the director of the Schumacher Society. We've been going since 1978, and we're an environmental lobby group and public education group promoting human-scale sustainable development. We've done quite a lot of work on this sort of individual environmentally friendly support systems like renewable energy and organic food and agriculture and green construction and things. But I think if you're looking for solutions, you can get halfway there by tinkering with the technology, or you can get halfway there by changing your cultural solutions. To get 100% there, you have to add the technology and the technical change and the cultural change together, and that's the way we will get real solutions, and they come together in ecologically aware communities. So it's about designing what those ecologically aware communities might look like.
Well, unfortunately, at the moment, we're stuck with what we've got, which are not ecologically designed communities. In fact, some of them are very sort of urban tower blocks, this kind of thing. So what was your vision?
Well, I was working on a blank sheet of paper, as it were, saying, well, if one had unhabited land, how would you lay out such a community, and what would be the priorities, and what would be the kind of roles that you would require within the community for different people to assume and things. So it's very much a conceptual and theoretical base that we started from doing this designing rather than taking an actual community. We've just set up this Schumacher Institute, and one of its first commissions is to monitor a local village, Chew Magna, with 1,100 souls that's trying to work out how to become carbon neutral and environmentally friendly. So we're looking at it both from a practical, real-life community reorganizing itself and from a theoretical basis. It's probably just easier to say reducing your environmental impact to zero if as closely as you can. And that part of that may be dealing with your everyday life, but it may be also relating to communities in the developing countries. I mean, this is part of what's so interesting about Chew Magna, is that they're forming connections. They're going to do direct carbon trading with five villages in Tamil Nadu. And that's very exciting. It's very inspiring work.
You're working with Chew Magna now, which is an existing place, but this work you were doing in the 90s, you were looking at a sort of greenfield site. How many people do you think that such a village would ideally have to have?
I was looking at the number of souls, if you like, in the region of 1,000 to 2,000. My work suggested that you needed to get up to that level in order to retain a substantial number of your next generation. And that's what would make a community viable or not viable, was how many of your young people wanted to hang around or come back having left. So you had to think about a sufficient number of young people in any generation to form friendships, mates, and all that sort of thing. So you've got to try and, as it were, close the loops that we normally export through our ecological footprint will stretch all over the world for different requirements. In an ecological village, you're trying to retain all those requirements for medical backup, food, energy, arts, culture, education. You're trying to retain all that skill base within the community. And it's very interesting to look at the sort of division of labour that might be required.
Is there any chance, do you think, of the sort of new town concept post-war being transformed in the 21st century into one of these sort of 1,000 or even more people new build eco-villages?
It'll happen. It's not if, it's only a question of when it'll happen. But I think we might soon be looking at a new movement to build new villages on ecological principles in much the same way as we had the new towns after the war, or at the beginning of the 20th century, we had Ebenezer Howard Garden City movement. I'm sure it'll come round again, and we'll be doing it all over again.
You seem very certain. Why is that?
Because although we're all working in the culture as it is, I know that an awful lot of people in their heads are somewhere else, and where the somewhere else is in an eco-village. So it may take 10 years to get an idea, but then it'll take 10 years to live by it, you know, and what's in people's heads will eventually be expressed in reality.